This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed the nation's Air Force commander after an F-16 crashed earlier this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The fighter jet was one of at least six Ukraine recently received from Western nations. The Air Force commander's dismissal came after he ripped a Ukrainian lawmaker for claiming a Patriot air defense system brought down the F-16, though the Air Force did not directly deny that's what happened. Meantime, a Russian attack on Kharkiv killed six people. Zelensky points to those strikes as more evidence Western nations need to scrap restrictions on how weapons they donate can be used. At the Pentagon,
we will engage in detailed discussions about the situation on the front line.
Ukraine's defense minister did not mention the restrictions in his opening remarks while meeting with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on Friday welcomed Ukraine's Defense Minister Rustem Umerov to the Pentagon amid a recent surge in deadly Russian airstrikes, saying the U.S. will never waver in its defense of Ukraine.
Rustem, I want to congratulate you and all Ukrainians on celebrating your Independence Day last weekend. Ukrainian people continue to fight for your freedom, and despite Moscow's cruel waves of attacks on critical civilian infrastructure earlier this week. But let me be clear, it is never acceptable to target civilians. And Ukraine's resilience will help it prevail over Putin's aggression and atrocities.
A Russian-guided bomb attack on Ukraine's northeastern city of Kharkiv hit a residential building and a playground on Friday, killing at least five people, including a child, and injuring at least 40 more, local authorities said. Russia denies deliberately targeting civilians, but thousands have been killed and injured in its strikes during the war. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov in France on last Saturday is reverberating around the world. Durov is under formal investigation Wednesday over alleged illegal activities on Telegram, as VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
French investigators say Telegram failed to comply with laws on moderating content. Telegram has over 900 million global users. It is widely used by both the Russian and Ukrainian militaries. Durov could seek to strike a deal with prosecutors, says TJ McIntyre, an associate professor at University College Dublin's School of Law.
It's technically possible for Telegram to get access to the contents of communications of people who might think that they're encrypted. So that creates a treasure trove of data, which intelligence authorities in a lot of jurisdictions, not just France, would no doubt love to have access to.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Ethiopia is increasingly concerned over a defense deal signed earlier this month between Egypt and Somalia, two countries that Addis Ababa is embroiled in disputes with amid rising tensions in the Horn of Africa region. Details of the deal have not been made public, but Ali Abdiawari, the Somali ambassador to Cairo, claimed that arrival of military equipment from Egypt to Somalia this week was the first practical step in implementing that deal. He also asserted that Egyptian troops would be deployed to Somalia after December 31st, when an African Union's peacekeeping mission to Somalia ends. The Canadian Railroad Union says it has filed lawsuits challenging back-to-work orders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on union litigation.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says it's filed appeals challenging the binding arbitration imposed on workers at Canadian National and CPKC. Labor leaders don't want to let a precedent stand that the government can block a strike from taking place, taking away union leverage. Last week, the two rail companies locked out their workers, but the government ordered them back on the job, fearing a severe economic impact from trains just sitting idle. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Kremlin says it has, quote, no worries about President Vladimir Putin's upcoming visit to Mongolia, a country that is a member of the International Criminal Court, which last year issued a warrant for his arrest. The visit, scheduled for September 3rd, will be Putin's first trip to an ICC member state since the warrant was issued in March 2023 over suspected war crimes in Ukraine. ICC members are bound to detain suspects for whom an arrest warrant has been issued by the court if they set foot on their soil. But the court doesn't have any enforcement mechanism. Putin's spokesperson, who previously stressed that Russia doesn't recognize the jurisdiction of the ICC, said Friday that Moscow has no worries about the upcoming trip and has a wonderful dialogue with Mongolia. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.